Thank you.
And if you don't mind.
My name is Don Holland.
Thank you, Don. Yeah.
Yeah, and I live at 490 Holtz Lake Drive.
Could you point that out for us on the map?
Oh, sure. Now, I point out that Holtz Lake Drive goes through from Key Highway all the way around and across the dam and over by Sundance Market over here. But I live right here.
Okay.
Right here in the corner of Prairie and Holtz Lake Drive.
So you're in the middle of development. Which way do you drive in? From 76 or T Highway?
I always come in 76 to T Highway and come around this way. It's closer to go this way, but this road here is really bad shape from this point up to here where the county is maintaining.
Okay.
And the county has told us they will not, roads and bridges will not take this dam in because they are afraid that it will fail. Well, not afraid it will fail. In case it fails, they don't want to be liable for it.
Sure. Okay. Do y'all have any questions for Don?
Thank you.
Thank you, Don. Appreciate it. Go ahead. Good evening.
My name is Doug Will, and I'll show you where I live. So I live in this house right here.
Okay.
Okay, and addressed what the young lady was speaking about. There's a sign right here, and there's a sign right here that says, Taney County did not maintain this road. It is not a road for them. So she's saying with GPS directing everybody in. That's probably why they're directing in through this way, coming down, because that is not considered a road. There's two signs, one at each end, that says this Taney County did not maintain.
Well, no, our question was if there was a house on Sunrise Cove, how would somebody get to that from Branson? That was the question we had.
Okay, well, addressing the issue, why did GPS might bring it in that way, I don't know.
Gotcha. Okay.
But anyhow, my wife and that's why I showed you where I lived.
Okay.
I live at 155 Sunrise Cove.
Okay.
My wife and I retired from Oklahoma and moved here, thinking we would have a nice, peaceful place to live. But this isn't happening. Bill Wright has proposed to have duplexes and nightly rentals put in. And from individuals I've talked to that has nightly rentals and individuals that have had nightly rentals, it isn't the quietest place to be. And if you look at that again, even though you're speaking down farther, they would be coming past my house right there. So we don't know what kind of disruption will be there, but we know there will be some because as amount of traffic will come in. They're proposing 10 units down the bottom. Can I speak about both units, or you want me to just talk about the one?
Well, you got 5 minutes. You can speak about whatever you want.
Okay, well, I'll come up three times and talk to you about the same thing. I mean, if you want to hear me three times, I can give you three times each time.
Whatever you feel like.
Okay. So anyhow, if we talk about... I'll talk about just on my road right now.
Okay.
The parking, even though they say that there should be enough parking there, you know as well as I do, when people come into an area, they're going to park at the easiest place for them. If it's parked in the middle of the road, alongside the road, rather than because somebody else might be there to unload stuff, they're going to park on the road. The road is very narrow the way it is. And for you to back up, for me to back out of my place and there'd be a car parked out there, it'd be very tight to get there. So it's not feasible to have somebody that is that nightly rental that don't know the proper place to park. There is no, if I'm not mistaken, Scott knows that there is no parking on the street at all. There's not supposed to be any parking on the street at all. Is that correct, Scott?
No, if a person gets a special use permit for a home and they would continue to park in the street, they have the possibility of losing their permit. If they would violate, because they have parking restrictions, they
correct.
Can't park in
and that's
the
what
street.
I'm saying. So there is no parking on the street. But you guys know as well as I do that if somebody comes in there and there's already two cars in that spot, they'll park in the street to unload. And they'll leave their car there until they leave again or come back again. I mean, get ready. They might leave there all the time and go with friends, whoever they're coming with. So the cars can be parked in the road all the time. Who's to enforce that? There is no HOA there. So who's to enforce any problems that would go on there with nightly rental? Most people for nightly rentals that I've ran across, for two reasons. They go to the area to enjoy it, but also go to a party. And that's what we don't need in our neighborhood. Our neighborhood is a single developed home. Everybody in there is family. If you park on the roads like was brought out earlier, the roads are very narrow and there are a lot of people that walk their dogs and walk people. So if a car comes down the road and there's a car parked in the middle of the road, there's not much of that road is 30 foot wide. I've measured it. Actually, it's 29.7. Going across from curb to curb. So there's hardly any parking there to start off with. I mean, any access. Two cars go by and that's fine, but there is no room for a car and another vehicle go by there. You know, so that's one of my concerns. The second concern that I have is the amount of time, My second concern is, well, safety issue I brought up, the narrowing roads, and, well, that's what my points are, is the safety of it, the roads, and is not designed according to our covenants for nightly rentals. Okay. So I'm asking that you guys reject this approval, I mean reject this nightly rental.
Okay. Any other questions?
Thank you.
That worked out. Thanks.
I'm his wife. So I live on 155 Sunrise Cove.
Can you say your name, please?
Jill Will.
Thank you.
My husband and I moved here from Oklahoma to retire. When we were looking for our forever home, one of the most important factors was the neighborhood. It had to be quiet, and it had to be already established. We didn't want it to live in an area where they had new homes because it wasn't established, and we didn't know what kind of neighbors we'd get. And because we're retiring there, we want it to be a very quiet and safe neighborhood so that we wouldn't have to worry. The Cross Creek neighborhood met all of that criteria, which is why we ended up buying that house. Then, a month after us living there, we found out that our neighborhood was going to possibly be in for nightly rental. This really upset me. You know, you think back, especially if you're a baby boomer, 20 or 30 years ago, when they built neighborhoods, they built them single-family homes. You grew up next door, next to your best friend. You married the girl next door. You all worshiped together. You did everything together. They were tight-knit families. Nowadays, those days are long gone, especially in the Branson area, because you just don't ever know what's going to happen. And I didn't realize that because we moved from Oklahoma. There are motel zones and hotels. There's plenty of them. So why do they have to come to a residential neighborhood that has absolutely no nightly rentals? I know that for a fact. The house on the very end of Sunrise Cove is a couple who have two homes, one in Oklahoma and one here, so they're back and forth all the time. The house next to it, they've been here. They own hotels in town, and they've been here for many years. Then the house next to us, right next to us, was the one that was owned for the, was deeded for the,
timeshare.
Timeshare. And they have actually lived there for 6 years. So there are no rentals, nightly rentals in Cross Creek at all. My mom lives in Branson Creek. They've had nothing but trouble in Branson Creek. They've had litter, they've had noise. And I think that us having nightly rentals in our area, especially with the pond there or the little lake, it's going to be a mess. It's going to be a nightmare. We don't want that in our neighborhood. I feel that if Built Right wants to build homes, let them build them according to the covenants. Let them build them for single families, not for nightly rental. That just tears down the neighborhood. I feel like, in my opinion, that because we don't have an HOA, that we are being pushed around, so to speak, having to deal with this. And I know that they're doing that in other neighborhoods. I know they want to make a living, but make it the fair way. Don't make it all about money. And that's what I feel it is. Nightly rentals brings more money for them. It isn't good for the neighborhood. It's not good for any of us. And I think it will not only disrupt the neighborhood, but I think it'll really cause great chaos. And if they want to have nightly rentals, go find another piece of property that they can develop for nightly rentals. Don't come into a neighborhood that's already established and try to uproot our calm, peaceful lives. That's why I hope that you uphold the decision to have no nightly rental.
Any questions? Thank you.
Hi, my name is Maggie Tranzo. I live at 530 Holtz Lake Drive, which is going to be one of these over here. We are a very busy road because the other road is virtually undrivable. So we get a ton of the overflow traffic. We would like our statements to be for all 3 points so that we don't have to get up two more times and say the exact same thing. My children would like to read their statement.
Okay. Our names are Luke and Lucy Tranza. We live at 530 Holtz Lake Drive. One of the reasons my parents decided to buy our house 3 years ago is because of the quiet, peaceful neighborhood we would be moving into. We have learned to ride our bikes on the road in front of our house. We play ball on the street and are always playing in our front yard. My parents will no longer allow us to ride our bikes in the road or play outside the front of the house if you allow Natalie Merlin to saturate our neighborhood. The amount of traffic will be greatly increased on our road, exposing us to inattentive drivers as well as total strangers on a daily basis. Our neighborhood has always had a watchful eye, neighborly attitude, and consists of a primarily retired families. If nightly rentals are allowed to enter our neighborhood, we will drastically change our neighborhood dynamic. We will no longer be allowed to play outside, and that makes us sad. Please don't allow this to happen.
Any questions?
I would like to say, if you just pull up your phone and you Google map any of this neighborhood, it will take you to T Highway, right to this entrance, or anything along it, even this problem. It will not take this entrance. It will not take that entrance. It will take you down T Highway to that one every single time.
Good. Thank you. Anybody else?
I have a statement made that it has to do with the duplexes across the lake. Should I wait?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, we're dealing with this one first.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Sure. John Waterman, 121 Comfrey Court, Branson, 65616.
Could you point that out for us, your address?
Yeah. Oh, where do I live?
Yeah.
On the corner.
Okay. Thank you.
I've been to a lot of these, but I've been on your side. So I know how a lot of times they tell you things and it's not really the truth. On the sides, I've heard them. All kinds of excuses. But anyway, I got some questions I'd like to answer. Who owns Lake Holt? I've been to all these meetings, but I still, every time I go back and look at beacons, I see more changes.
Okay. Scott?
JMS property.
Yeah, the owner, one of us, developed with the subdivision. Shouldn't it stay at the subdivision? Well, I assume you would say no. But
just try to refer the questions up here, and we'll try to answer them the best we can.
Okay. Did you get it?
Yeah, so it's owned by the developer.
How'd you get it?
Well, I don't know.
From the bankruptcy from Great Southern, or?
I don't know that that's, I don't know that that's relevant.
Huh?
I don't know that that's relevant.
It is. You'd be able to use a lake.
How he acquired it? Is that a
most relevant? Well,
no, I mean, he owns it by warranty deed, so
yeah.
How he acquired it, I don't know is relevant to this hearing tonight. That's a...
By warranty, yeah.
Most amusement places or playgrounds or lakes are made in a neighborhood for that neighborhood, not for the builder. But anyway, that's the point. Holt Lake Road, are you going to fix it?
So try to refer your questions up here.
Okay.
Is he going to fix it?
That's a great question.
Okay.
Who put up the signs around the lake? I assume that was Bill Wright.
Right. Yeah, I'm not sure about that either.
You can't fish on them or anything.
Oh, I'm sure it's done by the property owner, which would be JMS.
Yeah. Okay. And stones around the, for a sidewalk, I don't think that quite cuts a sidewalk. A sidewalk is a sidewalk, isn't it? Concrete, about yay wide. So that's what he's done with our covenants in Cross Creek. I moved here 2 years ago, to retire like a lot of other people did. And it just, he sent me a letter, a registered letter.